Yo. Hello. How's it going? Everything good? Good. Great.
Brittany, how are you?
Good. Just got that good yawn stretch in.
Okay.
Ready to start this day.
You're like a cat. Got it? Greg.
Yeah. Super tired, bro.
You were just saying how miserably tired you are today.
Yeah, you ever wake up choking where you can't move? It's like sleep paralysis, but you can't breathe at the same time?
Never happened.
Get
to
a
me.
Sleep apnea machine.
I did like 3 times last night. It was pretty awesome. I slept for like 20 minutes, though, I think.
CPAC.
Yeah, CPAC. I'm going to go talk to the Republicans.
CPAP. Old Pappy Dappy. Well, Greg, I hope you can solve that issue.
Yeah, I'm awake now.
Brutal.
All Sparks, right. How you feeling?
I didn't get a lot of sleep. I didn't sleep. I didn't like feel like I was dying, though.
Yeah.
But it took me a long time. It took me so long to get to sleep. I've never done this before in my life. I went into my wife's essential oils. I'm like, where's that lavender? Because what that guy said that gave the pine cone and the sauce or whatever.
What a horrible scent.
The frankincense and myrrh.
It's supposed to calm you and relax you. And I'm like, I'm going through. I'm like, where is it? It's like midnight because I can't sleep, you know?
That made me throw up.
Whew, man. It wouldn't make you throw up.
Did you rub lavender on yourself?
Yeah, like all over my body. And then I smelled so bad. And I'm like, oh, I can't sleep now because I smell.
I just said that.
I know, but it's like a little bit is good. But a lot of it, I was like, ooh, I smell like the 13-year-old kid who got a hold of the Axe cologne, you know? I was like, oh, God, I reek. And it was just, and then that kept me up. But I did fall asleep. So I got like 2 hours.
That's good.
So it's going to be a good show today.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
Fifth man, I hope you're well rested.
I couldn't, dude, I was so bothered by some things. Multiple things at once. One of them I think you're going to mention in the Solaire News.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire News.
Well, if you didn't watch the press conference yesterday between Trump and Putin talking to the press out there in Helsinki, I would suggest go watching it for yourself. I'm not even going to give any commentary because it's really not worth it. Just go watch it and you make up your own decision of what you think happened or how.
That's
bad.
One of the things I was bothered by.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
For one of the. That was half of it.
Okay. Yeah. Go watch it. You tell me what you think. Whatever. You make up your own opinion. Just go watch it.
Dude.
Another story, though, that was just crazy to me.
Can we just say, I love how we have to say make up your own opinion.
Yeah.
In 2018.
That should go without saying.
Can't offend anyone.
Well, no. The reason I say that in this case, though, is because I want to see somebody go watch that and then still come and try to defend what happened. You know what I mean? Like, go watch that. Make up your own opinion.
Unreal, dude.
And then you tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Because if I give my opinion, it really doesn't. It's not going to do any good. So just go watch it and you see what you think. And then
everyone's talking about snowflakes and.
I know. You can't say anything.
Get rid of the PC culture and who cares if you offend anyone. And then.
And then if you say anything.
You have to say anything. Yeah. It doesn't matter still.
I know.
All we do is offend people. Everyone just gets offended.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this story, it's sort of related. This is crazy to me. Maria Butina is this Russian chick. Okay.
This is the other thing.
Yeah.
You're nailing it.
This chick, the woman, she was previously tried to broker a secret meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin during the 2016 election. Apparently, that meeting at that particular time never happened. But on Monday, yesterday was Monday. Monday, she was arrested. She was arrested for being a Russian spy.
I was going to say, is she one of those hot Russian spy chicks?
Yes. It's exactly what she is. It's like something from the Americans or whatever.
She hotter than the redhead, at least.
She is a redhead.
What's up with all these redheaded Russian spies?
I don't know. But yeah, she's a redheaded Russian spy. She is arrested and charged with, several things.
Being a ginger.
Yeah, but basically she was trying to infiltrate the NRA and then make contacts with American politicians to try to influence them to make pro-Russian policies.
Well, she was doing a good job as a Russian spy, then I'd say.
She was...
This is crazy.
Crazy. This is insane. She's like 29 years old. She's a graduate student. like posing as a graduate student. She's going to class. She used to run like a furniture store in Russia and then comes over here and then starts becoming a lobbyist.
Yes.
Essentially, for the Russian government, using contacts through the NRA. She's a huge gun advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and she never claimed that she was a foreign agent. So she's operating under the guise of, oh, I'm just a student. Oh,
yeah. Because she's a spy.
I know. That's why you can arrest her.
It says right here that the behest of Russian government officials, the woman, made connections through the National Rifle Association, religious organizations. Remember that stuff during the campaign? All these religious people saying stuff?
Yes.
Religious organizations and the National Prayer Breakfast. So to try to convince people to be more pro-Russian and to get Russian policies throughout the politicians.
And it's
that
worked.
That is crazy.
Right.
It's like Red Dawn.
This whole thing is like Red Dawn.
It really is.
Dude, this whole thing
it's like a
movie, bro. It's like I can't get over
2018 Red Dawn.
Like,
if they did it in a different way, without dropping and parachuting in, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's Wolverines just, won.
It's crazy. So, again, go get the facts for yourself. Go read it all, and you make your opinion on this. But to me, this is just unbelievable.
Right. A Russian spy was arrested yesterday.
Yeah.
That has been head contact. What was it for over the course of like 2 years?
Yes, and now there's Americans in this indictment as well. They don't name them yet. So these American politicians right now know this lady's got arrested. They're probably squirming around in their seats like, whoa, I don't know what to do, you know.
Right.
We'll see what happens, but we don't know who the names are. But again, there's going to be eventually another indictment probably, and it's going to have some Americans on it. So don't be surprised when you see these names come out. But we don't know who they are yet. Some people have ideas, but we don't know.
It's like you were in my brain last night.
Yeah. Well, I think, dude, most of the country. I mean, if you look at anything that was going on last night anywhere, most people were talking about
you
this.
This is the biggest story. This is the biggest thing. Like,
yeah.
This is the most either party has freaked out about anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, there was, I mean, again, this was bipartisan yesterday. People were freaking out.
Oh, yeah. John Bolton, a day earlier, was like, no, you know, Trump is going to be.
Yeah.
Hard line on Putin and the whole thing like that. It was crazy.
And again, not to go back to the press conference, though. You get, before that press conference, they were alone in a room together with nobody in there for 2 hours.
Two hours.
So we don't know what they said in there either. Crazy. Let's get to some normal stuff. Bryce Harper won the home run derby, local kid.
Yay!
That's cool. He was down 18-9 to Kyle Schwarber and then came all the way back and won in the final round. He tied him up with a long homer and then wound up winning the final thing. Also, one last thing, Bugatti. Got a new car coming out, man.
Oh, and boy.
Everybody knows about the Veyron, right?
Yeah.
You know, it was $1 million car. And the Chiron, whatever they called it, with 250 miles an hour. Well, they're going to have a new one called the Devo. It's going to be faster, more horsepower. Yeah, dude. Than any of those other cars. It's going to cut. Exactly.
Whip it good.
And it's going to have it's going to be costing $5.84 million for the car.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, they're only going to make 40 of them.
Oh, dude, I bet it's so badass.
Could you imagine? Well, it's going to go faster than 250 miles an hour. So what's going to go, 400 miles an hour?
Dude, the Bugatti is...
You don't even need a plane.
Oh, my God, are they cool, man.
It's like a street legal Hyperloop, basically, is what this car is. And that's a
Brittany, do you know the Bugatti? Did you ever see it?
Mm-mm.
No? It was the world's most expensive production car, but it was also the world's fastest production car until Tesla put out theirs, their Roadster. And it was like $2 million. It was a hybrid, I believe it was a hybrid.
The original was, and then the newer one was.
Yeah, the original, yeah. But it
are
got
these
like
cars even street legal?
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. But it's amazing.
I think that's a reasonable question if it goes that fast.
Yeah. You get like a mile to the gallon.
I mean, that's like what they put on NASCAR tracks.
Basically.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure better than that because this has cup holders.
And headlights, probably.
Yeah. Oh, and headlights.
Yeah. And blinkers.
And hot chicks.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's hot chicks in NASCAR. Have you seen the Monster Girls?
Not in the car.
Not in the car.
Oh, first of all, did you say Monster Girls? Never mind.
No, the Monster Girls are hot.
Yeah.
Monster Girls are hot.
Yeah, they up the bar. Mm. And Danica Patrick is pretty hot, too.
Mm. Now you lost me.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Lost Boy, how you doing over there?
Going on.
Everything
man.
Good?
All good.
Okay, good. Are you ready to go out and get some audio a little bit later this week with
me?
Yeah,
let's do this thing, man.
You know, we have this competition going on called Moral Combat. You are the Helsinki in this whole thing. You're the neutral party.
Yep.
All right, good.
And the fifth
you guys
man
trust that?
The voters.
Do
well,
I
we
trust
have
you?
To.
I
we
trust
have no
you.
Choice.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're the only one. You're the only one. All right. Well, it should be a fun time. Good. We'll get together. We gotta schedule it pretty soon.
I'm going to sleep.
Because I want to have enough time to, you know, chop out all the boring stuff.
Well, this morning, we have $5,000. Let's make a deal that we got to play.
Well, that's exciting.
And hook the fifth man up with some cash.
I went and I recorded some high people. Some people with some weed on them and in them. And I was like, hey, how do you solve the world's problems? My God, we have enough of those, don't we? Let's start solving some. Let's start knocking some off the list. They responded in all their glory. So we will play that round of high ideas today, which is cool. And also, I see, what, Godsmack and Shinedown tickets as well?
Mm-hmm.
Stack Show, make sure you're calling up here. You'll talk to Lost Boy before you talk to us. 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS, and your message, 69187. Should be a good time, man. Get you through this Tuesday. POD. Boom.
Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the morning.
Can I say something that happened to me yesterday and see if it's ever happened to you?
Okay.
Or you.
Okay.
Or you. Okay. I left my sandals out in the rain. You know when it was all downpouring, like torrential downpours over the weekend and everything like that? So I left my flip-flops outside, left them out in the rain. I've had these flip-flops for years. All right, my wife, we went to Miami to see some family back in December for Christmas and stuff like that. My wife goes, I'm not bringing those sandals. Those things are old and disgusting. You're buying new ones there. What ended up happening? I wore my socks and shoes to the beach because I didn't have time to go buy some new sandals. All right, so my wife's been trying to throw these things away for like 7 months now, okay?
I'm already relating to your wife.
So I'm like, all right, we're going to the pool. We're going to a friend's pool yesterday, try to cool off the whole thing, right? I'm like, okay, cool. So they're down on the strip. We go down the strip. I wear the flip-flops. We're going to the pool. I got to wear my flip-flops, right?
You have one pair of flip-flops.
I got one pair of flip-flops. And I've had them for probably a decade. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not saying it's not time for new. So I go down to the pool yesterday, and I'm in the car. And I'm like, what is that smell? Is this my shirt? Is this my clothes? Like, I bathe daily. You know, I'm paranoid about being the smelly kid.
And you have a bad sense of smell.
Horrible sense of smell. That's why I'm always paranoid. I smell bad. So I'm constantly like showering or putting on deodorant or trying.
That's weird.
Always paranoid. I'm the smelly person. And if I could smell it, I know it's starting to get bad. So I'm like, okay, this is not good. I don't know what this is. I'm like smelling my hands, my armpits, my shirt. It's starting to smell like hockey pads, you know, like a gym equipment. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I go to the pool. It's fine. It's outdoors. You know, we go swimming. It's great. Now they're like, let's go get something to eat. So we go down. We're on the strip. We go down. We get something to eat. I'm now in the restaurant, and I'm like, what is that smell? I cannot get. Is that me? I'm checking my kid's diaper to see if he dropped a deuce. I'm like looking around. I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever. The water on my feet from the pool reactivated the smell from the water that was, I don't know, maybe trapped inside the sponge-like soles of the flip-flops.
The mold growing.
It smelled so bad on the car ride home, my wife had to roll the windows down with the air on. Because, of course, it was like 108 degrees or whatever. The air was on. She was gagging. She's like, this is the worst thing. Just throw them out the window. And I was like, no, I'm not going to litter. I'm not going to throw them out the window. It's my sandals. They're the worst smelling things ever. This morning, I woke up. I think I have athlete's foot. I had to put, like, talcum powder on my toes this morning before work. Like, medicated talcum powder because it's the red between my toes and it itches.
You know that's how they make blue cheese.
Athlete's foot?
Mm-hmm.
It, Carolina goes, oh, my wife, her name's Carolina. She goes, oh, my, it smells like cheese and football pads. Yeah. I'm like, I know, it's horrible.
Yogurt and blue cheese?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Why don't you get on Amazon, because I think it's still their prime day.
That's what she said.
Order some new damn flip-flops.
That's what my wife said.
Please tell me you threw them away when you got home.
Fuego.
You didn't throw them away when you got home?
Don't you have free flip-flops? We just gave them out not too long ago.
Yeah, my wife threw those out accidentally.
Oh, yeah, it was flip-flop day.
Yeah, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I know. I was planning on those being my new flip-flops. She tossed them.
What size shoe do you wear?
Well, if she accidentally threw your flip-flops away, then she can't bitch
about
you.
She didn't accidentally throw the bad ones away. She threw the new good
ones.
Yeah,
then she can't bitch.
Yeah, but you can buy shoes anyway. How big are your tiny feet?
I don't have tiny feet. They're 12 to 13, depending on the shoe.
Oh, okay. It's not that small. You can still buy those at a store.
Why do you think I have tiny feet? Why do you assume I have tiny feet?
I'm just saying
you can buy your shoes at a store, is what I'm saying.
You can buy your shoes at a store, too.
No, they don't have 15s at stores.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
Go to Nordstrom Rack. Go to the Rack. I tell you this every day. Go to Nordstrom Rack. They have freakish huge shoes there that don't sell out in normal stores.
I love hearing guys talk about shopping.
And they ship them all there.
I don't know if that's true, bro.
Okay, look, if you have size 15 feet, call up and tell them where you buy your shoes. I guarantee Nordstrom
online.
Rack is on there. Okay, of course you can get
Foot
them online.
Locker.
No.
That's what my smell like last night. I had Feet Locker. It was horrible. Ugh.
So the moral of the story is don't leave your flip-flops outside?
Yeah, definitely don't leave them out in the rain and don't have them for 10 years and then trap in all the sweat and then lock them in there. It's disgusting. It's like I pressure cooked them with the heat.
It's like a
moisture
fungus particle board.
Oh, my God. It's disturbing. Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah, I don't like flip-flops. They always smell like crap.
You don't like flip-flops?
I like them, but they're gross. You got to get rid of them like every month. You can't you can't keep them that long. If you wear them a lot, like sandals.
I have to get all new flip-flops every year.
Especially since I gained 500 pounds or whatever. Like, I can get sandals, and a month later, they're like loose leaf paper. They're like little the cardboard pieces by that time. They're so fine together.
It's like when you take a chicken breast and you pound it flat chicken parm.
Mm-hmm.
So you get new flip-flops every year.
I have to. I walk through my shoes. And, I mean, the ones I'm wearing right now, I need new ones. They're so dirty.
You walk through your shoes?
Yeah.
What are you buying? Are you buying terrible, horrible
Well, flip-flops
quality?
Are already thin. Flats are already thin. And if you walk through them, you wear the sole down. That's kind of how it works.
How much trash are you producing a year?
Well, I recycle.
Outside the show. no, but seriously, how many flip-flops are you throwing into the trash in your lifetime?
I probably have to throw away like 5 pair every year.
Jesus Christ!
But I have an entire bin of just flip-flops.
What?
I have an entire bin of flip-flops in my house.
Gross, a bin?
Yeah, a whole bin.
Oh, all the mold's crawling all over each other.
I don't have mold issues.
Hey, do you have
That's
guy,
just you,
Do you have
Sparks.
The guy falling down?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, here, you ready?
Okay, hold on. All right, hold on.
Here, this is after Brittany throws away her flip-flops, what happens? You ready?
Yeah, do you want me to go first?
No,
or
I
you?
Go first, then you have the guy falling down.
Dumb masterpiece theater.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. That's the sea life around Brittany's house.
Yes.
Thanks, Brittany. Way to kill dolphins. You got sea turtles choking on your gross feet.
Ugh.
Hey, I use less straws, okay? I'm saving the turtles.
Blaine? His name is Blaine? Oh, that's a major appliance. That's not a name.
Yo, Blaine, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey, man.
I was just calling to weigh in and tell Greg you can go to, like, Ross. TJ Maxx.
Yeah, you go to Ross, they look like they're designed by Nicki Minaj. It's like clown shoe. Like fluorescent pink with orange on them and stuff.
Like, what is,
what's that?
I said you didn't specifically say which one you wanted.
That's true.
You
All right, yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I want, yeah, exactly. I don't want ones that are like a bunch of different highlighter colors together or whatever. I'd like just shoes.
Blaine, how big are your feet?
I'm like a 12 or 13.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, and I feel your pain on the not wanting to throw something away. My belt that I wear every single day, mm-hmm. I've worn it since high school, and that was since 2002.
What, so okay. You're talking about sandals?
No, belts. You said a belt.
Yeah.
It's probably disgusting.
Outpost.
Yeah, but are you? Do you have to like make your own holes? Once you start making your own holes in a belt, throw it away, dude.
That happens after a week for me.
I wasn't like 5 pounds and then gained 900 pounds.
Oh, I did.
All right, Blaine. Sounds good. Dude, your belt traps sweat. Your belt locks it in. Yeah, dude, it's leather.
What, do you wear your belt on the inside?
Yeah, but
your belt traps sweat.
That's what
sweat.
The boxers were for.
Yeah, your boxers are sweating. Your waist is sweating. Your belt is collecting sweat.
Did your wife put your belt around your balls? How are you sweating?
We finally learned what I'm into.
BS in the morning. Encouragingly hopeless.
This is
okay.
Hold on. Rodrigo y Gabriel. They're coming to town, actually. That's who plays that. If you're into like flamenco guitar mixed with heavy metal, like that's what they do. They do this like fashion stuff. So if you're a guitarist or something like that, or you like amazing musicianship, they're coming to Brooklyn Bowl, actually. There you go. There's a little plug. So
all right.
I'm a fan.
If that's your jam.
If I'm a fan, man. If you want to see two people and not to be sexist. But you don't really see women wail on a guitar, especially like flamenco was very intricate and all kinds of crazy stuff. So if you want to see this woman, Gabriella is phenomenal. So check it out. There you go. There's my raving endorsement.
Is that all we're doing right now? Or
no, that's not what we're doing. We're doing this. What if I told you that part of a nuclear stockpile has gone missing?
I'd probably be concerned.
Well, Brittany, a part of a nuclear stockpile has gone missing.
I am concerned.
Two, quote, security experts from the Department of Energy in Idaho's National Laboratory were tasked with one thing, and one thing only. That was to drive to San Antonio, pick up some plutonium and cesium, and drive it back to Idaho.
That sounds like something dangerous to have on the road.
Yes, but this happens all the time. Go there, make sure you have the items, you put the radiated materials into a case, and you drive it back. Does that seem like a difficult mission?
You have one job.
I mean, it doesn't sound difficult, but you know.
Sounds dangerous.
Sometimes you leave, you're like, I left it on the counter or whatever.
Or don't you hate it when you put it on the top of your car and then drive off?
Yeah, because then it's like.
They didn't just leave it on the counter. They stopped at a Marriott hotel off of Highway 410, a particularly high crime neighborhood. Filled with temp agencies and ranch homes, is what the article says.
Oh, no.
They left it in the backseat of the car.
Oh,
no. When they woke up the next morning, the car had been broken into, and the case containing, yes, enriched plutonium and cesium, another highly radioactive isotope, had been stolen. This, we are just finding out, happened in 2017. Still missing. We don't know where it is. It's gone. It's out there. In America, somewhere, floating around.
I hope they were dumb criminals. I sincerely
hope.
Right,
so they flushed it down the toilet, and now our entire water supply has been radiated?
They thought, oh, wonder how much this could go on the black market. Not, we should sell this to a foreign entity.
You know? It's not enough to create a nuclear bomb.
No, then who cares?
Is supposed to be the comforting side of it.
Sure. But you can make a time machine out of a DeLorean with it.
Probably. It's probably right.
Ooh.
It's the Libyans. I love that movie.
The Labians?
No. No. And they have not found this yet. People are pissed that we're just now trying to figure out why we're hearing about missing plutonium.
Because if it's not going to make a bomb, then it's just regular old car break-in. You just said it's not enough to make a bomb. You literally just said it is not enough to make a bomb. Why are you looking at me like that?
I am so blown away by your passiveness on some plutonium was stolen out of the back of a car. It's not good enough to make a bomb. It's still radioactive.
I hope everyone that comes into contact with it is okay.
You're cool with just a radioactive material just floating around.
I'm not cool with it, but I'm not going to stress it.
Some guy in the ghetto grows wings. Big deal. Whatever.
You're also very comfortable with this?
I mean, you know, it's whatever. Art imitates life. Life imitates art, dude, you know.
Huh?
What?
You got to make the X-Men in real life eventually.
Is that what's happening?
Maybe. I don't know.
That'd be cool. Like, have a stormy.
Are you both high? There is cesium the point. And plutonium floating around the United States, and both of you are like, ah.
Thug Life X-Men? It's great.
It's not. Okay. Why are we hearing about that? Why are we just hearing about this now? Why aren't we finding out about this earlier? I got a problem with that.
Did those guys get fired?
It's more than a year later. It doesn't say whether or not they got fired or not.
I mean, it was an honest mistake. But when you are dealing with something of that magnitude, you should probably be a little bit more
We should probably alert the public. Hey, guess what? There's some floating plutonium and cesium floating around here in your neighborhood.
How do you know it's not being used for good?
What do you mean it's used for good?
Yes, the criminals are broken into the car.
It's summertime. Maybe they're powering all their air conditioners in the neighborhood with it or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because Robin Hood stole it.
It's one of the most valuable materials on the face of the planet, and you think they're just using it to power things? They're going to sell it, dude.
Who are they going to sell it to, though?
Sparks, for starters, they probably didn't release it to the public because whoever stole it, they didn't want them to make them aware of what it is that they have. They didn't know.
But some random dudes in the hood are not going to know what to do with it. What are they going to sell
exactly.
They're going to put it on Let It Go? It's plutonium.
Offer up.
What do you mean they're not going to understand? Dude, you've heard of the dark net?
Yeah, but these guys aren't on it.
Yeah, they wouldn't
Why
be
not?
Breaking into cars.
So regular guys that break into cars aren't going to be the guys on the dark web.
Yes, they
That's
are.
That's a different caliber of criminal.
No, it's not. You guys are crazy. What do you
if
think?
If you're a criminal, and you can explain the calibers.
People buy drugs all the time off the internet. People buy drugs all the time off the internet.
Not plutonium.
Do they?
You could go. You're telling me that those dudes don't know some guy who sells drugs on the internet. Are you saying that that's hard to believe?
No, I'm saying some guys that find a rock in a car are not going to know what it is.
It's not a rock. It's in a case with a radioactive material symbol.
Yeah, they're
on
probably just going to think, oh no, this thing's radioactive. They're not going to know what it is.
Yeah, they probably just threw it in the stream. I'm just kidding. That would be awful.
This is. I love how you guys don't. Just because they're criminals and they break into cars, it doesn't mean that they're good. They're like
they probably set it off on 4th of July. It was just like a few weeks ago. They look cool in their
this
neighborhood.
This is over a year.
Oh,
this is like a year and a half ago. This happened. It's still missing. They don't know what happened. This thing was sold. This was sold.
It's laying around somewhere in somebody's closet or something.
Yeah,
they don't know. They don't even know what they found.
No. Why do you think that assume that they don't
know? The criminals that are taking a rock and breaking car windows to steal whatever they can find in the car are not the same criminals that are hacking into the dark web and selling and distributing organs.
But it's not. You're making it seem like a quantum leap to get there. You think that the
kind of is.
No, well, it's not.
Yeah, people that break into windows are dumb.
You have
They're
to be a quantum physicist to know what it is to be broken.
Guess
in.
What? They want them.
Yeah, I don't know.
In Iran.
Okay. I don't know, dude.
They're not. Yeah. Hackers are smart. Window breakers and people that petty thefts, that's dumb. It's desperation, but also dumb.
Right.
I don't think there's guys from MIT going around breaking into cars.
No, I know, but it's not that tough to get it to the guys at MIT.
But how are they going to know what they have?
They can ask somebody.
Oh, who are they going to ask?
Yeah. Let me ask.
I love how you give no credit.
Hey, man, let me get a 20. By the way, you know what this is? Oh, that's plutonium. No idea.
So you're assuming that it's unmarked and unlabeled or anything
even
like
if
that.
You found it. You're not going to know what it is.
I wouldn't know what it is.
Do me a favor. Please welcome Greg.
Yo, Greg.
Well, the reason we haven't heard about it is it was some ninjas who took it.
Okay.
Oh!
You know, Greg.
Oh!
I don't appreciate your
You know what?
Damn it, Greg.
Maybe I too could be ninja. I want to be ninja.
Okay.
I want to be ninja. I want to chow, 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 chow down. Take chow down to Chinatown.
That's okay.
I want to be ninja. I started training hard.
All right, thank you.
I think I could go far.
We get it.
I am a natural.
We got
That's
it.
That's matter factual. I learned to chop real hard.
Lotus Broadcasting has spared all expense to bring you BS in the Morning.
I need to hit an ATM.
Brittany and Sparks rock your mornings. It's time for Brittany's Rack. It's like a newspaper rack, but she gives it to you orally.
So some Vegas news. They broke ground on the new conference center over there behind the link. And that $3.5 million renovation going down at the SLS has rumors swirling that it's going to take a vintage Sahara type theme of the iconic old Sahara Hotel. In fact, the name they're throwing around is the Sahara Grand.
Interesting. I thought the, and correct me if I'm wrong, because the thing behind the link, two things. One, wasn't that where that Sphere is going? That cool new concert venue and everything?
No, that's a little north on the behind the Wind.
Oh, it's going behind the Wind.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought that was using that whole parking lot. Because
well, the picture I saw was like northeast of the Wind. Or, I mean, you know, north of the Strip, east of the Wind over there. You know what I'm talking about? Almost the Sahara, but not quite.
Okay.
There's a lot happening
and then,
around the Strip.
I didn't know it was a conference center. They're calling it like Caesar Forum Shops. So I thought it was just more shopping. The Caesar Forum. Yep. So it's just a conference.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Conference center. All right. I thought it was more shopping. It looks cool. The picture looks pretty sweet. Do something with that giant space back
there. I love the irony that businesses and companies all over the country, all over the world, are like, let's send our employees to Vegas for a conference. Now, don't get me wrong. I love it. It's great for our economy. But, like, how many of those employees are, like, getting good night's sleeps before their conferences? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, as an employer, I would be like, let's send all my employees to Vegas and hope that they are responsible on vacation.
Yeah, but if you want to make business deals, that's usually what it is. You go out, you have some drinks, you party with people, you become chummy with them, and there you go. Now you're making deals.
You
don't send
them
to conferences to, you know what I mean? I mean, conferences for us in our industry is different than a conference, I think, for like CES or what was the real random one that was just here that you were like, what the hell? This is a conference that's in town? School lunches.
Yeah, the school cafeteria.
School cafeteria conference was here. Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? Sit in meetings all day about, you know, they're in a boardroom. They're like, look, this is how you make a tater tot. No, they're going to be, it's partied up. It's probably food distributors and everything. That's
just
what
it is.
Those
lunch ladies, they don't, you know, get out much. And then they're here and they've lost their inhibitions. And then next thing you know.
What? What is the next thing I know?
They're pregnant by the janitor. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's Vegas. Anything goes. So, people have too much money. For an example, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, has become the richest person in modern history with $150 billion. Conveniently, he topped that on Prime Day. As in yesterday. It's still going on, technically. It's going on until, I believe, 9 or 10 our time, something like that.
Goes till midnight, yeah. Midnight Eastern.
Eastern, yeah. So, and then Forbes put out a list of the highest paid celebrities. Who do you think tops that list?
Jeff Bezos? Is he a celebrity?
He doesn't count. He is the richest person in modern history. So he is the goat of money. These are just celebrities on the Forbes list. Greg?
Celebrities.
Want to take a guess?
It's got to be like The Rock, who's in every single movie, right?
You think. I know he is.
Well, I mean, is it does it include athletes?
Yes, athletes are included.
Athletes are celebrities?
I'd say LeBron.
Lost Boy's doing boxing motion, so I'll go with Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather,
oh, okay.
It is.
Got yeah. it.
Thanks, Lost Boy. I wasn't sure giving clues that the fifth man can't see.
He might have just been exercising behind you. Or I wasn't sure at first.
Like Gooch. Gooch's workout equipment's always in here.
Like shadow boxing? I don't know what he's doing, but then I guess.
No, Floyd Mayweather is on the top of the Forbes list, the 20th annual Celebrity 100 ranking. With $285 million in pre-tax earnings. Due mostly, of course, to his fight against Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor was down the list. I believe he was like 15 or something. George Clooney is number two, if anybody cares. And that is not because of his acting career. Rock is actually the highest paid actor. So you had a good guess on that. He's rich from tequila. Because George Clooney owns the liquor company or whatever. And then number
three. All about the details. Brittany Kaysen. All about the details. George Clooney owns the liquor company or whatever. That's a weird name for tequila.
Casamigos.
Got it.
It's because number three is going to make you hate your life. Kylie Jenner is number three.
You know, for the ugly sister, she did pretty good, though.
She had the best plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the ugly one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Before plastic surgery?
Yeah, dude. She looked
she
like
was
the,
growing up. She's a kid. We all look like mutants growing up.
No, she
wasn't. Okay. Greg's being a little harsh. She wasn't ugly, but
compared to Kendall?
Yeah, compared to the Kardashian
Kendall?
And Jenner's.
Jeff Bezos?
No. You're thinking of the iPad. No, I'm just kidding.
What's her name?
Kendall Jenner.
Does Jeff Bezos get a part of her money?
That's Kendall. You're thinking of Kindle.
Oh, it's not Kendall Jenner?
Kendall
Shut
Jenner.
Up, Sparks.
You can find her on a Kindle, probably.
Oh, okay.
Well, her sister's at least.
She's never been on a Kindle.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I know her sister has with Ray J.
That's what the foundation of this money is all stemming from.
Well, it was her foundation.
So, I know we're out of time, but a MSU researcher tried to figure out if rock and roll really is noise pollution or not.
Was MSU, is that Memphis State University?
What is
Michigan State University.
Michigan.
My emphasis.
Minnesota State University?
Mississippi
My
State.
Emphasis.
Mississippi State University?
So does that discredit him because he's Southern?
No, I'm just.
You want to wrestle me?
I'm just joking around. How many MSUs are there?
A lot, apparently.
I tell you what.
A lot. Why? What's going on? Noise pollution? What are they talking about?
Okay, so do you want to do it now or do you want to come back?
Let's do it now.
Okay, so you know the AC/DC song?
Yeah.
That says, quote, rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
I'm aware.
So this scientist thought, you know what? That is a testable hypothesis. With the alternative being that rock and roll is, in fact, noise pollution. So he teamed up with people in a laboratory in the college, and he was like, you know what? Let's get samples of Asian lady beetles, aka ladybugs, in a controlled environment with soybeans infested with all kinds of stuff on the plants, the aphids, a common pest of plants.
First of all, the real lady beetle is noise pollution. This is Yoko Ono. Try to get through the rest of the story.
And while the beetles were flying around the plants, he was blasting AC/DC's Back in Black. He was playing Metallica and Guns N' Roses. But the beetles, they weren't eating it. They were not enjoying the music.
One beetle was eating it.
And that's what it sounded like? You want the conclusion?
Sure.
Or is this it? So They're saying the noise must stimulate a predator or some other disturbance in the environment because the beetles stop, or the ladybugs, stop feeding, and therefore, rock and roll thus is noise pollution determines this dude from MSU. MISSISIPPISU. But I feel like we are noise pollution right now. Is this their sex tape or her singing?
This is Yoko Ono.
I know.
During a performance.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Would you have sex with a machine?
Took a in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
We got a segment here on the show. It's called High BS. It's where we try to solve the world's problems. Well, not us, though we're doing that ourselves here with Mortal Kombat. I think Friday will be the first day, and I think I'm doing it.
No, first one. We're not solving the world's problems. We're solving Vegas's problems.
Well, you're fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's what you want
think
to do with
globally,
yours.
Think globally, act locally. That's what I'm doing.
I'm thinking way bigger than local, bro.
I know. Yeah, I know. Jeez. You just stay in your little, you know, your small scale solutions.
Your little tiny local bubble.
I am thinking about how I can make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And we'll let the fifth man decide who's the best morally on the show.
Okay. I'm just going to make Vegas a better place.
That's fine.
Good for you.
You think so? That's fine. All right. So I recorded some stoners, and I asked them how to solve the world's problems. But before we get to that, I want to set this up, right? I want you to get to know these guys a little bit, okay? So here's what we're going to do. Let's play a little clip here. This is them. Their names are Billy and Robert.
Are they from Vegas?
You'll find out everything. I want a little background. I want you to know who's the brilliant minds trying to solve the world issues. All right, man. What's your name?
My name is Billy.
Billy and
Robert.
Billy and Robert, what do you do for a living?
I get kicked in the nuts for a living.
How many times a night are you getting kicked in the nuts?
Anywhere from 30 to 50 times a night.
30 to 50 times? How much does the average nut kick cost?
It's a generous donation out here. It varies. Sometimes I get upwards of $50 to $100 a kick.
You know, it's so funny because that guy's voice is so high. You can totally tell.
He's been kicked in the nuts a lot. Yeah. 50 to 100 bucks a kick? Would you pay that much to kick someone in the nuts?
No.
It's like, I get kicked in the nuts at least 3 or 4 times a day. 150 times a day sometimes.
I've
to make good money.
I've been kicked in the nuts a lot. And
would you...
His voice is my normal voice.
Accept that much money to get kicked in the nuts? Like, what's your nut line?
What's my nut line? Oh, yeah. Where do I draw the nut line in the sand? What's that? No, it would have to be more than 100 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it's very excruciating.
It's ridiculous.
It's an organ hanging outside your body.
Yeah, but it's different than other organs. Nothing feels like that.
I don't know. I've never been kicked in my liver, like directly into my liver before.
I've been punched in the kidney. I've had
kidney punches hurt.
Hit in the head with pipes, and I'm telling you, I'd rather have any of that stuff.
All, I know. It's weird because it's so susceptible.
It's a sensation that you can't replicate.
No. It's what I feel like death feels like. You know, or like being sucked into a black hole. You feel empty on the inside of your body.
I accidentally hit my husband in the nuts once, and it's the only time I've seen him tear up.
Sometimes it's weird because you can just get tapped lightly by the corner of like a broom handle or something, you know, like something inadvertently, and it will cripple you.
Yeah, he physically could not speak.
Yeah.
And he fell to the floor, and I thought he was just being dramatic. Turns out, nope.
Yeah, no.
It's really that bad.
It varies. Sometimes I get upwards of $50 to $100 a kick.
So wait a minute. You don't have a base price that starts?
Not allowed to. It's doing business without a license out here. It sucks for us.
So it's got to be donations.
Yep.
Oh, that's how they do it. Oh,
yep. That's how they f*** us in the long run out here.
Oh, got it. And what's your job in this whole thing? He gets kicked in the nuts, and what do you do?
I'm the shit talker. I bring everybody in. I'm the one that talks to the crowd and brings them and say, hey, look, take the kick.
You're the ringmaster.
That's right. Okay. Just like a circus.
You ever been in the circus?
No.
You look like you could be in the circus.
I probably could.
And you have a weed hat on.
All day.
So you're a big cannabis advocate.
Yes. Very strongly.
Okay, got it. Are you high?
Smoke
right now?
Weed every day.
I want that all day clip here on the show all the time now. It's going to be a clip here on the thing.
Okay, got it. Are you high right now?
Hell yeah.
All right. Are you high right now?
Yes.
Okay. You kind of have to get kicked in the nuts, right?
No, you don't. No, you just got to have the brain mentality to put the pain out of your mind.
Okay, so let's just say I'm going to kick you in the nuts, which I'm not. But let's just say I'm going to do it. What goes through your brain as you get ready to get kicked in the nuts?
Hurry up. Do it already. So I can go on to the next person.
Take the kick.
It's all about the money to support my family. This is what I do.
I love it, man. That's breaking your balls.
Figuratively and literally busting my balls for
You're
my money out
your
here.
Busting your balls for your money. That's pretty good.
How does he have a family if all he does is get kicked in the nuts all day?
That's what I was wondering. I wanted to time out. I did a 20-second motion to Sparks because that is a legitimate question. How is he able to reproduce if he keeps getting kicked in the nuts?
He already has
the family.
I can't now, have kids. This guy's taking field goal kicks to the sack all day. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. My husband can get in a hot tub or ride a bike, and this guy's getting kicked in the nuts.
He had a family, then came the nut kicking. What's up, Lost Boy?
Could you imagine, take your kid to work day for this guy? Kid's got to go watch his dad get kicked in the...
I know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, the dad's doing his thing, right? He's feeding his family.
He's making an honest living. I can't hate on him. I mean, I'll laugh in his face, but I won't judge.
For your money, that's pretty good. Can I ask you a question? And I mean no harm. You have a cross eye. Is that from getting kicked in the balls? Because you always see that in cartoons and stuff.
No, it's not. Actually, I was born this way.
All right, so now you have a picture. What if you kick them and they go straight?
Sparks, let me just casually point out your deformity.
What? He's looking at me at all angles. I need a mirror to have a conversation with this guy.
He's like Biggie Balls.
Biggie, 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 can't you pee?
See? No, he couldn't. So yeah, this guy's got one dude's got a lazy eye. He's looking at me in two different ways. The other dude looks like he could be in a circus. Let's just say the nut-kicking industry does not have a dental plan. All right? Oof. So, these are the two guys.
Did you ask him if he was kicking the mouth, too?
Yeah. I wish. Someone take care of that. Oh, my God. Looks like a bear trap. So, you got these two guys. Billy, he's the wrangler. Robert. Yeah, smell that like that, too. Billy is the wrangler. Robert is the guy who takes the beating, all right? Mm-hmm. Takes the punishment and everything like that. I'm going to play a song here. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask Billy and Robert, two guys that get... kicked in the nads.
Oh, they both get kicked in the nads?
Well, I asked Billy, I go, do you get kicked in the nads? He goes, I'll only do it if it's over $100. That's his line in the song.
That's yeah. Well, I definitely trust them to solve the world's problems.
Oh, we're going to ask them all kinds of things. Something that is baffling scientists, politicians, and the world itself on how to solve some issues. I think you're going to be impressed with what they come up with while high after getting kicked in the balls. Right after Ghost. In 3.5 minutes.
Oh, you don't like it? Did you pay for it? Then shut the f*** up. It's BS in the morning.
876-3692. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always text in as well. BS and your message. 69187. We're getting ready for a round of high ideas.
Need a solution to your problems? Our stoners will solve them. It's high ideas.
We already mentioned earlier, two gents. One's name is Billy, the other one is Robert. They are professional nut
taker kickers?
Catchers?
Catchers?
They're catchers, not pitchers. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they get kicked in the nets for a living. Well, Robert does. Billy's primarily the wrangler. He tries to get people in to kick Robert in the huevos, and I feel bad. Like, that's what they do. However, it is tax-free, according to Robert.
How do you draft
a generous donation?
Nut kickers. Like, does he walk around Fremont, and he's like, you have steel-toed boots on?
Yeah, I think it's just,
come
you know.
Kick this homeboy in the nuts.
Who doesn't want to kick people in the nuts?
There's a bunch of, I don't.
I do.
I don't.
You do?
Hell yeah.
All day.
That'd be funny. I would laugh and laugh.
I don't know. It seems pretty terrible to me.
I mean, if the guy wants me to, I'm not going to walk up and kick random people in the sack.
No. Yeah, he wants you to pay him money to do
it.
Yeah, I'll do it. But you get enough alcohol in people, they think that's a great idea, and that's all.
Well, if I had enough alcohol, I'd tell them to do it to me, and it'd be a big mess.
All right, here we go. Let's get into how are these two gentlemen, who are both high, by the way, are going to solve the world's problems, okay, for high ideas. Here we go. Billy and Robert, look at this. Two fine gentlemen. Since you guys are high, I'm going to ask you guys some questions, all right?
All right, go ahead.
The ocean waters are rising, okay? Climate change is happening. Mm-hmm. If you had to think of a solution to solve that problem, what would it be?
Just say everybody just needs to start eating astronaut food. It's easier. It's hard not to prepare. There ain't as much products to throw away.
They need to eat what food?
Astronaut food.
Oh, astronaut food.
Yeah, it ain't much. You got a package. You got a whole meal in it. It's one little package. Instead of having 30 packages, it's going to be thrown away and it's going to pollute the land.
All right. I like it. I like it. All right, let me ask. Astronaut food. How do we solve the climate change? Seawater's rising? Astronaut food. That's what their solution was.
Well, if the planet runs out of water, everything's going to be astronaut food, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that changes the whole cow fart dilemma.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, because people aren't eating beef.
Is he on to something? Don't...
He might be.
This guy's pretty smart.
He might be. Here we go.
No wonder he's such an entrepreneur.
All right, let me ask you a question here. They say that the city of Cape Town, South Africa, is literally running out of water. It's a city of 3 million people. They're going to run out of water before the summer's up. What do you think they should do to solve that problem?
Dude, they can make fire, dude. They can make fire. You've got water sources around you. You're in Africa.
What?
They're, you can go to the ocean, take that water, boil it, and you've got water. That it's drinkable.
You're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Exactly.
Boil it.
Boil it and drink it.
And drink it.
And, like, watch that show, Naked and Afraid. Watch what they do. The polluted water. Boil it and they're fine.
Boom. Boil the water.
Boil the hell out of it.
You know, this guy is not that dumb. And both of his things so far, I actually agree with.
If it was that easy, though, we would have been boiling salt water a long time ago.
We are. It's called the desalination plant. That just costs a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just boiling it. It's a very expensive, lengthy process.
Well, they boil it and let the water dissipate, and then they catch it again and get the fresh water. But, I mean, it's the same.
Yeah, but if you boil salt water, you get salty salt water.
I'm saying you can catch the condensation and then
it boil
get
fast.
The salt out of it.
Boil fast, though, because they tell you to add salt to water to make it boil faster.
I thought it was the opposite.
Whenever I'm boiling water, I put a little salt in there to help it boil faster.
I want Brittany's ideas.
Exactly.
First you make pasta. Then you feed them the pasta because it's Africa. And they're probably hungry. And then they can drink the pasta water. Solve.
Is that something I would say?
Yep. Just like that. Here we go. Next.
In that tone?
Okay. Next question. Boil the hell out of it. All right. Well, here's the last question I got for you. You hear all about immigration problems all around the world. You got people fleeing war and everything. You got people coming up through our southern border. How would you solve the world's immigration problems?
In all honesty?
Yeah.
Shoot them all. Yeah. I'm one of them people that if you weren't born here and you can't get married to come into it legally, then maybe find a way to bring more jobs and more stuff to your lands to help you guys out. Other than that, it's, yeah.
You know, this guy's 3 for 3 as far as I'm concerned.
Shoot them all?
I'm kidding. I don't think you should shoot.
Let's continue.
Anything you want to weigh in here, Billy? Robert said shoot them all. What do you think?
That's okay, look. I don't mind the children. Look, if we would go to their country and stuff like that, we ain't get shit, okay? Nothing. But if American, or not American, but an immigrant crisis here, we give them everything they want. Now, if you want to be an American, I don't have a problem with that. Don't force my religion on you. But if you're going to be an American, at least learn our culture and take the pledge and be an American. Pay taxes and all that other shit. Not the other way around. Using our government
to drop our flag. Making us lose our pledge allegiance. I'm sorry, that's part of America. Sure. And
sure is.
You want to...
Can either of you guys say the Pledge of Allegiance right now?
No. I can't. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm good.
You can't do it?
I'm good.
Can't do it?
Nope. I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't even do it in school.
I'm too high right now. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, way. I couldn't even sing it. I couldn't even sing it in school, bro. Even with them singing it, I couldn't follow them.
Who was singing it?
I could say the pledge.
Okay.
Should we say the pledge right now?
Oh, good for you.
Should we all say the pledge together like we used to?
No. Are you really humble bragging that you can say the Pledge of Allegiance
right
now?
No, I just feel inspired by that.
All day.
I want to stand up, put my hand on my heart.
Don't do it. I know you're tempted. You want to prove that you're smart enough to say the Pledge of Allegiance that two potheads
I had to say every single day for 18
years. Okay, guess what?
Yeah, exactly.
We all went to school. He did. He couldn't say it. Too much weed in his system.
That guy didn't go to school.
Why? What tells you? What about him being a professional getting kicked in the nut guy says that he didn't go to school, Greg? How dare you stereotype him like that?
Only because he didn't know enough about immigrants.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
No, this is 6 inches.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
You're listening to BS in the morning. That's it.
You want to win some money? Let's do it. 876-3692. We're going with caller number 35. Good luck to you.
Caller number 35, you get to choose deal or no deal.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong game, okay? It's called Let's Make a Deal, okay? It's not deal or no deal. That's Howie Mandel.
Great cash, homie.
We invented this one. It's called Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah. Sparks is going to give you an offer, and you get to decide if you want that offer or if you want to take an envelope and gamble.
That is the loudest.
Either way, you're going to win money. So be grateful for that instead of ungrateful if you chose the wrong thing.
Does it bother you when people get disappointed if they choose and the money's less?
I understand it, but at the same time, I'm always that, or at least try to be, that glass is half full.
Nah, dude, screw that, man. You lose.
But you still won money.
No, you lost money. You had money in your hand, they handed you, and you gave it up to go for the envelope, and if you got less, you lost.
But I think it's still fantasy money. Until you have it in your hand.
But do you get mad when you lose Monopoly money?
It's not Monopoly money. If somebody hands you actual money, which is what we're doing, and saying, here's your money.
Right.
You can either have this or this envelope.
Right.
They lost money if they get the envelope with less.
But at the same time, let's just say you own a house, okay? And the housing market is going crazy. It is selling like hotcakes. The price of your house is astronomical. And you're like, oh, my God, I have $50,000 right now. Technically, you don't. You didn't cash out on that house yet. Then all of a sudden, it's 2007 or 8, and the economy takes a dive, and now your house is worth 3 cents, and you're like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? So it's all fantasy money until you cash out and you have it in your hand.
I understand your analogy.
Of course, Brittany would.
No, they say the same thing about stocks. They say the same thing about stocks. It's the same thing. Until you have it physically, it's all fantasy
cash. It's a gamble.
It is, exactly. Let's go to Todd here. Hi, Todd. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You ready to play for some cash?
I hope so, but you guys are get me on the down here talking, oh, you don't really have it. So.
You don't. Until you come here and you pick it up.
You're making me. So I go there and pick it up.
Yeah, you got to pick it up, man.
Dude, if they offer you the money, you got it, bro. And then you decide whether you want to give it up or not.
Okay.
But you're going to get money regardless.
That's true.
I hope so.
Maybe.
I want that. I want envelope M and O for Mo Money.
Then that's Mo Problems.
Well, hold on.
Right, yeah, it's more problems, hey, but I'll take it. No, I would like to. I don't even want to hear the offer. I want to take envelope M.
You don't even want to hear the offer. Well, I'm going to tell you the offer, okay? Because our friends at Dollar Loan Center, they are willing to make you an offer.
All right.
Of $110 in a four-pack to the 51s.
$110.
Four-pack of the 51s. And then you have other envelopes, my friend. You have the K, the O, and the P, aside from the M envelope to pick, rather than going for the offer of $110, as Greg says, guaranteed.
I know. It's like so many options. It's like you just met a girl, but then this hot girl's hitting on you. What do you do?
Oh, I'm going to stick with my gut instincts, and I'm going to go with envelope M.
All right, Todd. Envelope M. There's no going back now, buddy.
Show me some love, brother.
Here we go. Opening now. Envelope M. You've turned down $110 in a four-pack of tickets to the 51s. That, according to Greg Salerno, was in your pocket from our friends at Dollar Loan Center. The envelope is now it's now open. Oh, man. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Todd, I'm now opening the envelope.
Oh, boy.
I've got three fingers in the envelope. I'm pulling out what it says. Todd, how do you feel today? You feel good today?
I'm feeling pretty darn good right now.
Yeah?
Feeling pretty lucky. I even got in. So, hey.
You did.
I'm in it to win it, brother.
You're in it to win it. You took a dare and went with the M envelope. And I got to say this, Todd. It paid off. $200, Todd! Yeah! $200, bro! It's you.
Oh, sweet.
It's
sweet.
All you. Well done, man. It paid to go with the sweet envelope today. Well done.
Awesome.
What are you going to use it for? The cash, $200 extra in your pocket, obviously.
You know, I got all day to think about it until I come and pick it up. So
that's perfect.
I'll figure out something.
I love it. All right, Todd, put you on hold. Get some info,
great
okay?
Cash, homie.
I'm a size 7.5.
That's a word.
Shoe.
Don't spend it on bills, right? You got to spend it on something for yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
You would?
Well, I mean, necessity might
that's
cause
true
me to
maybe
spend
it
on bills.
Necessity.
I know what I would do, but nobody
all
cares.
Day. What are you doing with it?
I would go rent a jet ski and ride around Lake Mead.
That's cool. That's a fun day.
That is the most. I rode a jet ski for the first time on the 4th of July.
First time, really?
For the first time, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why. I have no excuse. But it was like the best high ever, and now I'm like addicted. I'm like, I got to get on a jet ski. I rode so hard, I'm missing part of my thumb. You have like a little jet ski bruise. Okay. But like it wears away part of your skin.
Yeah.
Like rubs it down.
We've hit the moment.
Where I should stop talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call BS 876-3692.
It's Stephen, the cleaning guy.
It's not a cave. I'm not a robot, and I challenge you.
You know, Stephen, it doesn't matter how bad of a day I'm having. If I hear the song, it picks me right up, dude. I can see why you like it.
Mm-hmm. It's a good soundtrack.
It's good, man. It really grows on you. Don't get me wrong. I think it's incredibly flamboyant and over the top. Much like a Cher show, but woof.
Well, Persona 5 is a bit over the top in those movies.
You're saying the game is over the top?
Yeah. Hmm. Very flashy, very stylish, fun.
It's like a Liberace was a video game.
I wouldn't say that.
Which celebrity would you compare it to, the video game? Listen to that bass line breakdown.
I don't know.
It's like if Celine Dion was a video game.
I don't know. I don't listen to Celine Dion.
We know what you listen to, Steven. This.
So you know that we are.
It's so great. Steven, do you know what's happening on the show here? I'm gonna debut mine on Friday. Have you heard about this competition that we're doing here?
Something about you guys stroking your humanitarian award or something.
Stroking
your humanitarian ego or something.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's correct. We're trying to figure out who is the most moral person on the show. Who's the best person morally?
Pretty obvious. It's me.
Right. And Greg thinks it's him, and that's hilarious. Brittany thinks it's her, and give me a break. It's clearly me. So we're having a competition. The fifth man is going to vote for this whole thing. Do you know what the name of the competition is?
Nope.
As voted on by the fifth man. You don't?
No.
Have you been listening to the show at all?
I didn't have much chance yesterday. Busy. Okay.
All right. Well, this was a couple days ago. This was last week, actually.
Stop grilling the guy, man. Just tell him.
Well, the reason why we brought you in here is because exactly our point. You said it right there. You started talking about video games immediately.
No, you just played the song and that led to the conversation.
But you started talking about it immediately. You talk about video games all the time. It's one of your four life passions, right? We've talked about this.
Right.
Your other three life passions are, in no particular order, your cat, Sarah, BDSM, being a power bottom.
Food.
And then video games. Like, that is your genetic makeup, right? Mm-hmm. If there was a Venn diagram and all four of those things came together, you would live in that circle. Which is the reason why you're a resident video game expert. Have you ever heard of the game Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yes.
Are you a fan of this?
It's not one of my favorites, but it's fun.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played it recently? Is it fresh in the mind?
It's fresh in mind, but I haven't played it recently, no.
Do you remember the intro and the song and everything else?
Yeah, though I feel like you're referencing something else, like
No. I'm talking about the video game music to it when they're introducing the characters and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember bits and pieces. Wasn't very standout to me.
It doesn't stand out to you. The reason why is because the name of this competition is Moral Combat.
Oh, clever!
Isn't that great? It was voted on by the fifth man. The fifth man came up with it. It was off the text line. It was great. We thought, you know, if the game is called Mortal Kombat and you're our resident video game expert, what if we had Steven the Cleaning Guy help us out with the production, right? Because when we play this bit, all three of us are going to have to do it. We want to jazz it up a bit, right? Hey, we want to get a thing and all that kind of stuff. A little production element. What if we had Steven the Cleaning Guy yell Mortal Kombat? Or I'm sorry,
Moral
Combat at the beginning.
Mm.
Are you down for that?
I could try.
I think you should try. I think it would be great. Here's what we're going to do.
You want a little refresher to see what it sounds like, just so you know what we're talking about here?
I think I got general idea, but go ahead.
You remember this?
Yeah, that's from the movie.
Okay, coming up here, this is the part where we want you to yell. Okay, do you think you could pull off that, but instead of saying Mortal Kombat, you can yell Moral Combat?
That seems easy enough.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. We're going to play Five Finger Death Punch, okay? We're going to come back. We're going to get you in the mood. When we come back, Steven the Cleaning Guy is going to try to nail that in real time. We're going to record it, and that's going to be the intro for our competition. Are you down for that?
That's good. Mortal Kombat, Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Five Finger Death Punch, Steven the Cleaning Guy, Mortal Kombat.
Test your might. Test your might. Mortal Kombat! Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do
That sounds doable, right, Steven?
Oh, God. I think I did this when the Mortal Kombat movie came out years ago.
So, wait, that's you?
No, it just reminds me of me and a friend probably doing the same exact thing.
Test your mind. Test your mind.
Steven, we're doing a competition called Moral Combat here on the show where we're trying to figure out who's the best person on the show, morally speaking. We're each going to do something charitable, something humanitarian-driven, right? We're trying to figure out who's the best person on the show. Since you're a resident video game expert, we thought it perfectly fit who you are as a person to help us out with the production side of it, right? We need an intro for the bit. It's called Moral Combat. We need someone to yell Moral Combat instead of Mortal Combat. Mm-hmm. You just said you would be down. Let's get three fifth men on the phone here, 876-3692. They're going to vote to see if Steven is sufficient enough for this bit. That's what I want. Okay? You need two out of three people to sign off. That means this is our insurance that you don't half-ass this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we don't want you to be like, hey, I'm Steven. I have capabilities of going to 11, but I'm only giving you a three. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We can only do so much pep talk here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
876-3692. Just grab three fifth men there, Lost Boy, and we'll do this. Greg, you went and you found the intro for Mortal Kombat, mm-hmm. right? Does it ring any bells, Steven?
Yeah.
I can't help but notice that you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Are you going to do this sitting down?
But should I not? Actually, I was kind of worried if I should like back away from the microphone because I scream pretty loud.
Don't scream directly into the mic, please.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Let's see who we got here. Let's meet the fifth man here first and foremost to find out who is going to be judging you on this. All right? Ready? Let's do...
We go to the fifth man.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
You're gonna judge Steven on his Moral Combat intro, all right? So hold on there.
All right.
Thank you very much. We have the one and only adorable Colin. Hi, Colin.
What's happening?
You're gonna also judge. That sound good?
Sweet. I love judging people.
Perfect. And then third, Brett. Hi, Brett. Brett there? Hello. Who's this?
Hello. Yeah, this is Brett.
Hey, Brett. Thanks for being on the show,
dude. Is your name still Brett?
His name is definitely Brett. Hey, Brett.
Yes, it is.
That's perfect. You're gonna judge Steven on his Moral Combat intro. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, perfect, dude. Hold on the line. Okay, there you go. We got Sean, Colin, and Brett. They're going to hold you accountable for how you do this.
Okay.
Do you need to hear the intro? Because I'm going to record this. This is what's going to... It's going to go down in real time here. We're going to use this as the intro for the bit. Okay, do you see where you got to come in and everything like that?
Right.
Yeah. You think you're going to nail it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he have to time it, though, or can he? All right.
He's got
to
time it.
Yeah, I probably should time it, Craig.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Steven, whenever you're ready, give the high sign to Greg, and he'll hit the damn thing.
Okay. Hit me.
A T in there.
Yeah, at the end.
Steven, I love you, dude.
Hold on. Let's go. Our opinion doesn't matter. It's all about the fifth man. Sean, what'd you think of Steven's Moral Combat intro? Really?
He could have done better.
Ooh, really? Yeah. Okay. All right. Just two out of three, right? Majority rules. Colin?
Keep it.
Yes.
Colin says keep it. That means that we have a split decision. It all comes down to the great listener, Brett. Hey, Brett.
Yes.
It's all I need,
would
bro.
Say keep it because it sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Good job, Steven.
That's it. He's done? One and done?
One and done. One take. It's like Clint Eastwood movie.
Thank you, Fifth Man, for weighing in on the whole thing. Steven, how do you feel about it?
That's a good start to the morning.
Do you feel like you've let out some rage?
A little.
Do you have pent-up rage tucked down there, Steven?
Sometimes. Not a whole lot. I'm just exhausted from yesterday still.
Really?
What'd you do yesterday?
I spent half the day cleaning my apartment for an inspection.
You are a cleaning guy, so I imagine your apartment's rather clean right now.
Yes.
You want to hear it back? Here's what.
Good luck on your inspection.
Here's Steven, the cleaning guy, doing our intro for the bit. Here it is. It didn't record.
What?
That or we couldn't hear you at all.
What?
Well, how? What a shame this
that,
is.
That would be our love.
I didn't hear you at all in
no,
that.
No, I didn't record him.
What?
I had it all set up. Looks like you have to do it again, Steven.
Oh, wow.
I'm not just fishing for more content here. Trust me. We got a break, but I think you have to do it again.
Good job.
Try it dry.
It's not me!
Try it dry.
Try it dry. Steven, give it a dry.
A dry?
Try it dry.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat!
Perfect.
I actually felt pretty good about
that. I like that one a lot. I like that really one good. A lot.
All right, Steven. I apologize. I don't know what happened. That really bummed me out. Do you feel like your second one was better than your first one?
Should he do it one more time just to be safe?
What?
Go ahead, Steven.
Okay. All right.
Now, wait. Picture the thing that makes you most angry. Gamergate.
Oh, no. Don't.
Now, I want you to channel that rage. I want you to put that deep inside your soul, and I want you to put it in a little box.
Think about The Last Jedi.
And then I want you to take...
Yeah.
I want you to take that box. And I want you to, like, set it up on a softball or, like, a little t-ball tee, right? And then as you prepare to wind up and yell Mortal Kombat, I want you just to sit there and just smash this thing out of the park. Are you ready?
Okay.
Mortal Kombat!
That
has a 10 out of 10.
That was 10 a 10. 10. That was amazing.
Please tell me you recorded that.
I recorded everything.
All right.
I even got some of that.
Yeah, we got some of that too.
Hold on. Let's see if that we got the end part there at the end there.
That'll make an appearance in the song too,
I believe. Absolutely.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
You would like to have sex with a female.
How are you feeling, Steven? Do you feel better about life?
My throat's a little tingly.
Little horse. Here's the, obviously we have that moral combat to find out who is the most moral person on the show, our competition. Steven being our video game expert here on the show. The bit's called Moral Combat. We thought you could yell Moral Combat for us when we do the production and everything. Here's what you did.
Moral Combat!
That's round one. Mm-hmm. We said you got to dig deeper.
Mortal Kombat!
And dig deeper you did, Steven. That is impressive. We're so happy. Do you feel... I think that might go into your clips now. The famous Steven clips. You being spanked? What a range you have, Steven. Look at that high squeal. And then the low growl. I mean, it's really quite impressive. But that'll work, dude. Thank you for that. That is great. Obviously, take two is better than take one. Are we, mm-hmm. We're all in agreement on that.
Mortal Kombat!
We got no BS coming up here in 2.5 minutes. Brittany, what's the question? What are we giving away?
Well, we're giving away some Godsmack and Shinedown tickets for their show August 3rd at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. And the fifth man can go for free if they know which BS show member currently has athlete's foot.
No BS.
Oh, yeah. 876-3692. Let's go with caller number... I think of ESPN Justin now, who's like, dude, I try calling.
Yeah.
And I try calling when you say to call, but I never get it.
Too bad.
Let's go with 23 then, if you like sports. It's an iconic sports number.
Okay.
Did I just Bogart everything you were trying to do?
No, it's fine. What are you talking about? It's fine. It's no big deal. Caller number 23, good luck to you. Tomorrow on the show, are we going to have the Mortal Kombat intro made? Do you think we'll get it back by then or what? Producer Greg.
We'll see.
What are you? You're like my parent.
Yeah. Depends on what you do.
For
milkshakes
the,
depends
today?
On how you act for the rest of the day.
I've yet to pull that card out as a parent. I've not done that yet. I can't wait, though. That's fun. I get why parents do that now all the time.
Yeah.
Leave them wanting more. Of course, we'll have the $5,000 Let's Make a Deal giveaway tomorrow. More cash opportunities, but Carlotta will have your next one, so make sure you listen up to her. Let's go to you, Sean. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Here's a no BS question. Best of luck, okay?
All right.
This BS show member has athlete's foot. Who's got stanky feet? Is it myself, Sparks, Greg, or none of the above?
I didn't hear that. I'm going to go with Greg.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, no Godsmack and shine down for you.
But all right.
We will have more tickets tomorrow, so don't give up.
Goodbye. Please hang up on yourself. Nice. That's a good man, that, Sean. A good man. You hear? Let's go to...
Hey, Frank. Hey. Don't frank me. I know what you did. How dare you stop short with my wife?
Hey, Frank.
What's up?
What's up, man? What's the answer there? Who's got some stanky athlete's feet?
Stinky toe Sparks.
That's right. I got to convince my friends that it wasn't me that smelled bad. It was my sandals, and they're horrifying.
I think it was you, Sparks.
Yeah. You also have to convince the whole restaurant, the pool, your child.
It's brutal. I'm going to light those things on fire. They'll burn for 6 years.
And what's the cure for athlete's foot? Tenactin or what is it? Yeah, spray some something on you.
Yeah, tough actin, tenactin. That's what Madden always said. Yeah, I'll get some of that. I'll spray it on there. I'm wearing like medicated foot powder right now. I put it on. It's like anti-itch.
Like what you put on your balls?
Soaks up the moisture and all that kind of stuff. So there it is. Gold Bond. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's it for the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
Great cash, homie.
All day.
KOMP Las Vegas.
That's my go-to.
They really play great stuff all day.
And KOMP HD Las Vegas.
Great station.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.